boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
You know how they say, like, things come in groups of threes?
It's normally it's bad things.
It's like death, right? Not that yet.
I don't like how this is starting.
Let's start the show all over again. I've been noticing things, and now the third thing, I don't know what you want to call it. Third time's the charm has happened. I told you a couple weeks ago that I saw a garbage truck getting towed, which tripped me up because it's hard to imagine it. But when you saw it, it was like, whoa, that's how they do it.
Still never seen it, but I am jealous about it.
Then I saw a semi truck getting towed.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I saw on Friday?
The Wienermobile. I do dream of that.
Not only does she actually want to see it, but she wants to see it getting towed.
Well, I'm just trying to think of weird vehicles that don't get towed. A cop.
No.
Oh.
A tow truck getting towed. It was as trippy as you think it is. And you know what's even more weird about it? Is it looked like the same type of tow truck that towed the garbage truck.
I am so confused right now. What do you mean?
What do you mean? What do I mean? It was a tow truck.
What do you
towed.
Mean? What do I mean? What do you mean? The tow truck was towing the tow truck that towed the garbage truck. I don't understand.
We clearly have a problem. I don't know what it is. If it's the engines, if it's some, I don't know, body parts of cars. Okay. But clearly we have a problem that everyone's getting towed.
Well, and a lot of really important people.
That's what I'm saying. Next, it probably will be a cop or a fire truck or an ambulance I'm going to be seeing getting towed.
I don't like your manifestation powers, so I need you to stop there.
You need me to shut up.
No more. I feel like I kind of took the woke up on the wrong side of the bed very literally today.
Me every day.
I was woken up in the most frustrating of ways. I knew my boyfriend Curly had the day off, so he was not going to be up before me. But he did wake up to the cat getting sick, which left him to lay in bed and scroll on TikTok to blast in my ears.
I actually don't know the name of the song other than it's the Shrek song.
Okay, that's what when I say that I should apologize for my attitude that I had towards him, I should, because I was mean. But who does that? I literally was like, what in the Shrek? Get that out. He was like, in my
what
ear.
What in the donkey?
Literally. Why would you do that? And he was like, what? I'm just watching TikTok. So sorry. Ruined my day.
Are you sure he was watching TikTok and not Shrek? All you needed to hear was donkey.
Donkey.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
So obviously, the last week has been very cold across the country. Some people losing power, some people getting tons of snow, lots of ice across the Midwest, which we obviously relate to. It's not bad here right now. It's bad in Philadelphia, okay? So much so that there is a tourist attraction now because somebody's car completely froze over.
Okay.
I've been following this saga of this girl who shared that she's like street parked in Philadelphia, big city. I'm sure that that's like super normal. And was not told to move the car because, you know, normally
they do like snow emergencies.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She states that was not an issue and that a pipe burst, covering the car in water, which now means the car is completely frozen in time with inches. I mean, like inches thick of ice is on this car.
Uh-huh.
She can't move it. It's now people are going to visit it. She had to put out a statement. Stop standing on my car. You're not helping. You're actually hurting my car even more. And the last video I saw, she had like an ice pick and like a hammer. And was trying to...
Oh, I'd be too worried I'd hit the glass.
Well, at that point, I think she's just like trying to get the car out of there because now it's a playground. People are going to visit this iced over car. And then she finally got it towed. She has a GoFundMe set so that she can like hopefully repair the vehicle because it's turned into a nightmare.
Can I ask a stupid question?
Sure.
And I hope you have the answer to this.
Debatable.
When you say she got it towed, was the ice still on it?
Yeah, it was like half covered in ice still.
Can we somehow squeeze the car out of that and just like leave the
The shell?
Yes, of the car. I don't know why I want that. I just feel like that'd be cool.
I mean, it would be really satisfying.
Uh-huh. She'd be like the easiest ice like cutter, whatever they do. What are those people called? Ice sculpture makers?
Oh.
She didn't even have to do any work.
What a weird thought. You should reach out.
It's those girls in the afternoon. And trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
If your significant other told you, hey, this year, I don't think I can spend any money on Valentine's Day. What kind of gift would you want that cost $0?
Back to the basics. Like, right? Really?
Right? So my boyfriend Abraham told me last night that, well, we'll get to it later, but he spent a lot of money on a wedding dress for me. Okay.
Yeah.
So he's like, honey, your birthday and Valentine's Day going to be a little tight this year. And I'm like, dude, you've already done so much.
Makes sense.
Let's do nothing. But I still want something to open because it makes me feel special. It makes me excited.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked for a love letter.
You know what? I feel like you think that's shocking. It's not.
Oh, really?
No.
Like, coming from me, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm really bad about, like, I like to hear why people, like, why you love me, why mm-hmm. why am I special to you or things like that. It makes me feel good. So every once in a while, okay, more like every night, I'd be like, why do you love me?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I could refer back to this letter.
Right.
So that's what I asked for, was a love letter.
Uh-huh.
And then he suggested, like, a coupon book. Which I'm all for if it includes a foot massage.
Okay, I feel like I've brought that up to you before and you dogged on it, so...
I'm a changed woman.
Right. Right.
What about you? What would you want that's like free 99 from your significant other?
Well, like, easy answer would be for you to, like, do something that I don't want to. Like, cook for the night, and because I'm normally the cook.
You want Curly to cook?
He can cook.
Oh,
but
okay.
I'm just the better cook.
Okay. So it's just going to be mediocre.
Yeah, maybe. Or, I don't know, like, a movie night would be fun, or, like, doing a craft together, whatever. Those are all, like, good and dandy. But I think it would be kind of fun to do something so random.
I thought you were going to say something so dirty, but go with the random.
No, so random. I'm sorry. Like, she doesn't know me at all. I've been seeing a lot of people making igloos on TikTok.
I
How
do.
How cool would it be to come home to an igloo? I hate being cold, so I would only be like, wow, that was so nice, and then go inside. But the thought.
What about making snow angels? Or snowmen? Oh, wait, she doesn't want to be cold. Never mind.
No, I specifically want an igloo, just for me to look at it.
You're not going to go inside it?
Oh, I'll look at it, and then I'll be like, it's kind of cold. We should go inside.
I got an update on my mail. If you have been following this debacle journey, I have not been receiving mail at my house. I signed up for informed delivery where it tells you, oh, you're getting this bill today or this or whatever. And yet none of that shows up at my house. We are like, I honestly stopped caring. I should care, but it's so much mail that we're behind now. I just stopped keeping track because I'm overwhelmed and I'm annoyed. Friday. We get a knock on the door. Now, I'm mad because I was upstairs showering. Worst time for me to be doing that, but I was. We get a knock on the door, and it's a male woman.
Okay.
She's like, hey, I have some questions about your neighbors next door.
What?
And neighbor man's like, oh, okay, what do you got? And she's like, well, have they just been on a long vacation? What's going on? Like, their mail is piling up.
Okay.
And he goes, well, they're no longer with us. Like, the house, they never, the kids still own the house, but okay. Nobody has sold it.
Okay.
There's still furniture in there. They just, I don't know what they want to do. Not my problem.
Okay.
You know, whatever. But the mail is piling up. So neighbor man tells them everything. And then she's like, well, I also kind of wanted to confront you about your house because I feel like you guys have been ignored. And that's
when she was on your side.
She was. She's new, by the way. This is her new round.
Okay.
I know. And he goes, oh, yes, we have. He goes, we've been keeping track of things, and we're like over 15 articles of mail behind. We don't know where they're at.
Okay.
She goes, well, I got you. I'm going to take care of you. This is my new route, and I will make sure that you are my top, like, first stop.
Oh, my God.
Which means we're getting mail at like 8 in the morning.
Okay, don't screw this up.
What do you mean I'm going to screw this up?
I'm just saying, you have someone on the inside now. I don't know if you need to do, like, one of those little delivery carts.
I thought about it. I know what you're talking about.
You need to treat her good, because they will turn on you.
I thought about getting her a snack cart and say, if you deliver my mail, take a snack, take a soda, take a root beer. I don't care.
You have the ultimate opportunity to start off on a beautiful note.
I'll leave her mail or money in the mailbox. I don't know if that's allowed, but I'll do it.
I'm not sure. Tip your mail woman? Yeah.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
You know, when I look outside, take it all in, the last thing I'm thinking about is spring. Because it just doesn't look close.
Well, and Punxsutawney Phil said 6 more weeks, baby.
That groundhog better count his days. What is going on?
Are you sending a threat to him?
Allegedly, no. But maybe.
Go on.
Maybe. No, I wish. I mean, I would love to look outside and be like, oh my gosh, I can almost pull out my jean shorts. No, I can't. It's nasty out there.
Mm-hmm.
I have to tell you, though, I want whatever my boyfriend Curly's on, because he stood at the window full dad mode this morning.
He had the New Balances the on. Did he have the New Balances on?
No, but he did have like tall socks and shorts on.
Uh-huh. Was he clapping the thong, the tongs, whatever they call it?
I'm sorry.
God damn it.
I don't know what you do at your house. That was not happening in my house.
You know what? I'll put it out there.
He was not wearing a thong either. I just want to make sure nobody thinks that.
And the booty wasn't clapping. No, I meant the tongs.
No,
it was 8 in the morning. Why would he have tongs?
Or thongs. Anyways, none
don't
of that.
Don't listen to me anymore. Move on. I'm so red.
I mean, nothing else matters anymore. He looked outside and was like, oh, I can't wait to take care of the lawn. And I'm like, I don't buy that for a second. Also, why are you wearing a thong? No, I'm just kidding.
I was going to say, you were asking what he's on. Well, he's got a thong up his butt.
No. Nobody say that to him. He'll be really mad. That wasn't happening. That was you, sicko. What's wrong with you?
I booked a bridal appointment to look at dresses, and I had Taylor join along because, well, who else was coming with me?
It's the other half of your brain cell.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So kind of got to like talk about this appointment, how things went, all that fun jazz. First things first, I saved probably 10 photos of almost similar. They were almost all the same dresses.
Mm-hmm.
They were fit and flare. They were like bedazzled or lace at the top. And then when it got kind of like where your pelvic area is, it was more like sleek.
Simple. No like extra glitz or glamour embellishments. The bottom you had very simple.
Yeah. Uh-huh. When I tried those on, hated them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what was wrong with me, but I didn't like them. So then I'm like, okay, well now we got to do what people were telling us on Facebook. I got to try on all the styles.
Mm-hmm.
Now, going before into this appointment, I told myself I was not getting A-line. I looked at it and I was like, that's not for me. I'm not going to like it.
Mm-hmm.
I walked away with an A-line.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it was so hilarious because we got there and they're like, okay, like everybody tag the ones that you mm-hmm. want to see her try on. And I even asked you, I'm like, can you show me a couple of the ones that have stuck out to you? And I think all of the ones that probably were initially tagged, you're like, boring.
I did.
No. And then they jacked you up and went completely opposite. Full rhinestone,
uh-huh.
full beads. And then suddenly it was like, there she is.
She's got a glow to her. Well, and then we're back there. At one point, the girl was like, hey, do you know how many dresses you tried on? In my head, I'm like, maybe 5. She goes, we're at 14. Next thing I know, we're at 20. And she's like, you know what? Let's do it for the vine kind of attitude.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, we're hitting 27 mm-hmm. so that you could be the girl of 27 dresses.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So yeah, I tried on 27.
And you did it with ease. I got to say.
Really?
I think I don't know if you were out there or not, or if we were talking behind your back when we were like getting changed. But they're like, she's really fast. So I don't know what kind of comfortability you have getting.
Well, when you're
dresses dropped off you.
Your chesticle area is just hanging out. You want to get a dress on you as fast as possible.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
You would like a grade for how you did yesterday at my bridal appointment looking for dresses. Like a wedding dress.
Yeah.
Like a wedding dress. Oh, wedding dress.
Like a wedding dress. I kind of would like a report card because I was honest with you. You were like, I want you to come with me. And I'm like, yeah, sure, I'm down. But just know, I don't know anything. I've never been to anybody else's like bridal appointment. I've watched Say Yes to the Dress. That's all.
I think it's really funny that that you were like that, because even on the show you were like, dude, I don't know if I can give you feedback. Like, that's just not who I am.
Oh, and I don't like to have an opinion.
Yes.
That sounds bad, but you know, I like to just keep things level ground. I don't want to stir the pot, nothing like that.
Right. You don't want to tell me, hey, you look ugly in that, but actually I was like, dude, I think this is the one.
Right. Yeah. Well, yeah. Nobody wants to be that guy.
But I have to be honest with you. I don't know what's above an A++, but whatever that is, that's your grade.
She killed it.
You have like, you know how people have like a 4.0 in college? I could never.
Not me.
But you did yesterday.
Oh my God.
You had a 4.0 in.
Can I add that to my resume?
Are you going to say 4.0 in college or in like the bridal world?
Just 4.0. I don't have to explain beyond that.
Is that your first one?
Yes.
I knew it. But you did. Okay, the whole reason why you have a 4.0 is because you just seriously impressed me. You gave really good, honest feedback. I would look at Neighbor Man and look at his mom, but then I'd be like, well, wait, what does Taylor think? Because Taylor, you also know me really, really well. Mm-hmm. And I just felt like I could look at you. You were a safe space to ask for honest opinion. Then when you really crushed it is when I said yes to the dress. And you got out your camera, your phone, and you were like, snap, 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 every inch of the dress.
Well, yes, because I was like, oh my God, she's so happy and like overwhelmed and obviously like taking in the moment and like drinking the wine or whatever. And then the gal who was helping you brought up a good point about shoes. You got a shoe shop and stuff. I'm like, now wait a minute. You're not going to get this dress for months. That's how it works.
Uh-huh.
It takes forever to get the dress and then it gets altered. And then like, you're not going to see this dress for a long time. We need to document this.
Uh-huh.
Head to toe, I was taking all of the angles, flattering or not.
She did. There was some that weren't. But
close up of the head, close up of the very tip of the end.
She did a great job.
I was doing it all.
And what I will say is that on the way home, so you drove separately. On the way home, it was me, Neighbor Man, and his mom. And she was just going on and on about how great of a friend you are, just how great you are. And I was like, wait a minute. I think I'm getting jealous.
Oh my God.
Neighbor Man cannot date Taylor. Don't suggest that. She just liked you very much. I'm like, no. Like me.
See,
more.
The throuple allegations are already going crazy. Stop it. We had a successful day of wedding shopping. What is it? Me not knowing what I'm talking about.
I knew you wouldn't. Wedding dress shopping.
Yes. Destiny.
Where were you the whole time?
Well, you said I did good.
You did. Now I'm like, what? Well, I don't know.
I did it. I thought I did
How
good.
How much wine did you have at the appointment?
I only had one glass to celebrate when you found the one. Hours later. No, I'm just kidding.
It was 3 hours later.
It was. So from my perspective, how was the experience? I will tell you, it was very overwhelming at first.
Really?
Because I didn't want to be the one to like shut you down right from the start, uh-huh. right? You had given me a warning ahead of time, like this potentially could be an emotional appointment, okay?
Mm-hmm. I have a lot of insecurities and I fear some of them are going to come out.
Well, yeah, and who doesn't? Like when you're putting on a gown that's maybe not even necessarily your size and then you're standing on a stage in front of people just staring at you being like, I like this, but I hate that and I hate that and I hate that. That's, I mean, I have nightmares just thinking about it. So I was going into it like, okay, maybe we need to be a little gentle and like slowly get into the process. Nobody needs to be dogging on you right from the start. And nobody did. But I will say, I think my biggest surprise of the day is how great of a mood you were in. And I don't mean that backhanded. I don't. I was even texting Curly. I was like, my boyfriend, I was like, this is going like really well. I felt you like you were in great spirits. At no point did I feel like, oh no, she like, okay, we gotta take a left turn here. We're starting to go off the rails a little bit. It was like very positive. I didn't feel like you were going to cry at any moment in a sad way, I should say, until you found the one. And then the other thing that I learned.
Can I add to that?
Yes.
Is that Neighbor Man also said the exact same thing. He's like, I was really shocked you didn't have a mentee bee.
I turned to him at one point and I said, she's doing really well. Like your mother. Like, she's doing well today. I don't know what it is in the air, but this
That's
is going
how many
well.
Mentee bees I have a week, everybody. Okay.
Well, I mean, and I wouldn't blame you. Like I said, it's like overwhelming. So that was number one thing. Number two is I was walking in being like, well, can a wedding dress really be like your dress? Like, can that dress really speak to me as Destiny or whoever it is? Because it's a room full of white dresses. And after several hours of shopping, I was like, I get it now. Because when you put on there was a couple that were like very you, but then once you settled on the one, I was like, okay, it makes sense.
Okay, good. I wanted to address that, like, if people saw photos of it, right, from our wedding or whatever, mm-hmm. that they would be like, yeah, that dress, that's her.
It makes sense
that's
for her.
That's her personality. That, yes. Yeah. I didn't want something that they'd be like, well, that's really odd for her to go for that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, I didn't. I thought that was a phony. And people just, like, made it up just for, like, say yes to the dress. I think it's a real thing. So, I was like, I get it now.
So are you going to make an appointment someday?
What? And it's hilarious that you say that, because I got in the car after, my boyfriend Curly's like, oh, well, were there any that you liked? I'm like, I wasn't shopping for me, bro.
He's like, when are we making our appointment, Taylor?
When there's a big old rock.
What were you just telling me off the air?
I was throwing you under the bus for ruining my TikTok For You page, because I went wedding dress shopping with you yesterday, meaning now my For You page has allegedly listened to me, and I have engagement ring posts and rings and dresses and all of these wedding videos that I don't need. I'm not at that point in my life. My For You page is ruined. Respectfully.
Okay. Do you think it was because we talked a lot about it yesterday, obviously, at the appointment, or do you think that neighbor man's been speaking into your phone? You ever see those videos?
Why does neighbor man have my phone?
Why do I keep doing this, Curly? It's not a couple thing.
No.
But do you think he's been talking in your phone? You ever see those TikToks where the girls like grab the guy's phone or whoever, right? And they're just like, wedding dress or engagement and ring, and, you know, trying to like,
get the,
do you think maybe he's?
No. I think if he's doing that, it's like new cat, big steak dinner, like stuff that a boy would say. I don't think he cares.
Let me play video games.
Oh, yes. Uninterrupted video games. That's what he's saying.
So the shop that we were at looking at wedding dresses yesterday, they had mentioned that they know Randy Fanoli. And if you're like, that name sounds familiar, who isn't? Say yes to the dress.
Yeah, the guy.
Yeah, the dude, guy.
Right? They also carried some of his gowns because he has, I mean, of course, his own line of gowns.
Right? Which I tried on a couple. But they were talking about how they knew him, how they're going to get to hang out with him this month, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay, well, if you know him, can we call him and see if this is the dress?
Oh, my God.
I mean, if anyone's going to tell me if I look good or bad in a dress, it's Randy Fanoli. I mean, let's be honest.
If you're wearing a Randy Fanoli.
Are you saying that if I would have gotten a Randy Fanoli, maybe they would have called Randy Fanoli?
I don't think so. Can you imagine how many times that guy like is just walking down the street and somebody's like, by the way, can you look at this just so I'm for sure? I can't even imagine.
What do you think of this top?
I think, yeah, it was probably best we didn't.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
My fellow homebodies. Let's unite.
Huzzah!
I love an activity, or I'll put air quotes around this, a party that involves staying home. Oh, I just love it. And if you're the same way, maybe you need to have an admin night. This is trending on TikTok.
Are we inviting HR over? Like what?
Absolutely not. Nope. No HR. What people are doing is they are piling up their maybe simple mundane tasks like responding to emails or scheduling appointments or paying bills or I don't know, setting up like stuff that you put off, right? Nobody like, yeah. I don't want to do it. I'll do it later. And then you just don't do it. So instead, people are making fun out of it and they are getting together with friends who they know have also been putting things off. You gather at somebody's house, you get cozy in, you make some fun out of it, maybe a little snack, maybe a little beverage. You got to be responsible with the alcoholic beverages, obviously, if you're paying bills and stuff. And you...
screw it. Don't pay the water bill.
Well, I see you have too many White Claws, and then suddenly you're like, I don't use water. You know what I mean?
I only drink White Claw.
Right, exactly. So you get together, and you have an admin night, but you make fun out of it. It's also kind of like... you see a lot of people who have like ADHD or something talk about body doubling or mirroring, where you're more productive when you're sitting next to somebody doing the same thing.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
If I'm sitting next to somebody who's also checking their emails and we're like, okay, we're both actually going to do it, it may help me focus more.
Yeah.
So there's some benefits to it.
I somewhat do this. Okay. I do admin mornings on the weekend. So it's either Saturday or Sunday, but I like to grab my planner and grab my fun little markers and my, you know, stickers and thing like that. And I like to go to a coffee shop, order myself a nice little, you know, warm coffee, and I sit there and I plan for the next week. I pay any bills that I might have forgotten, pay the future bills that are coming up in the next week, put any to-dos, like, oh, you got to change the furnace filter, boring, but you got to do it. Mm-hmm. Like, I do that on a set, and then I get to treat myself to coffee. What?
I don't, this is the first time I'm ever hearing about you having an admin morning, so I'm having a hard time believing that.
It's true!
How many times has it been postponed, this meeting? How many times?
I mean, in the past, a couple of times. Sometimes it moves to admin Monday, and...
And then Tuesday, and then Wednesday.
And then Thursday, and all crap, the week's already gone.
Now the water's shut off.
It's those girls in the afternoon. And trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
I convinced my boyfriend Curly to tag along for Destiny's wedding dress appointment yesterday. Not to help shop. My God,
he would have
no.
been great.
That's debatable. But I convinced him because I was like, why don't you have a you day? Go have a Curly day and shop around. And he loves thrifting. We both love thrifting. I'm like, you could probably find some really awesome thrift stores and stuff that we don't have in North Liberty, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City area, because we don't get up to Dubuque very often. Well, I have to report back. It was a bust.
Really?
It
and he was out there for like 4 hours.
A long time. Yeah, he ended up going over to Galena because he had never been to that area. And I was like, yeah, it's a bunch of cool shops. Yeah. Like, even if you're not after anything, it's just a cool area. Unfortunately, it was a Monday. So a lot of places either closed or, hey, we'll be back after 3 o'clock.
Yeah, a lot of small businesses tend to take Monday off because they're busy on Saturday and Sunday.
Yes.
I didn't even put two and two together.
I didn't either. And then, so he's like, that my trip there didn't last very long. And then he came back to the Dubuque area and he was looking for different thrift stores. And I had told him ahead of time, we have this issue when he goes thrifting on his own that he buys t-shirts that don't fit him. Okay. He looks like a beefhead when he...
What do you mean? What's a beefhead?
Like, he gets a t-shirt, and I mean this, like, lovingly. The man's buff, okay? He be working out.
Dang.
He's got a nice
Who are you dating? Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
Well, no, that's fucking crazy.
She's like, really knocked off version.
He's got a nice bicep, okay? And sometimes you need
to just... I thought you were going
to
say butt. He's got a nice butt.
Well, no. We're talking about t-shirts. But I'm like, okay, you might as well just size up in your t-shirts. You're working out. You're being consistent. Your arms are big, man. And it doesn't look right when you look like you're going to bust out of your whole t-shirt, okay? So I have put him on a t-shirt ban from buying thrifted t-shirts. And it turns out he not only bought a t-shirt.
When he's not allowed to.
He bought a button-up because he likes a flannel or a button-up shirt. It's women's. Got home last night and he's like, look at this shirt. It's so soft. Wait a minute. I think this is women's. The buttons are on the wrong side. And I'm like, jeez, oh, I don't think I can let you go out shopping by yourself.
I just learned so much in the last 30 seconds of you talking.
What?
That apparently women's buttons are on a different...
I didn't know that either.
That's news to me.
I just had to look at the tag and it was a girly tag. And I'm like, that was women's. Yes.
And the other thing that I learned is selfishly, sometimes I think in my head, God, it would be nice to be a guy because I feel like they don't have any insecurities. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Or, you know, they don't try on a swimsuit and then the top fits, but the bottom doesn't fit because nobody understands women's bodies.
No.
Even I went jean shopping 2 weeks ago and I was like, oh man, they're all so big on me because I can't get it over my big juicy butt.
Okay. Weird flex, but okay.
I had to, okay? It makes me feel a little bit better.
Right.
But I never thought... I never thought about a guy. Same thing. Like, if you got big, juicy, beefy arms, you got to size up in a shirt. And you're like, well, now I look like I'm swimming down here.
Yeah.
But my arms are finally fitting. I never thought about that.
Yeah.
God, it must suck also to be a guy. You can't get over what I said about my butt.
Just like subtly, like, I have the juiciest, like, biggest butt ever.
I think one of the funnest things about being in a relationship is when your partner gets excited about like the same, you know, movies, TV shows, or hobbies that you have.
Oh, yeah. It's like, I've transformed my boyfriend, Curly.
Right? Oh, it's like, come over here. Let me show you a good time. And it's a movie or a TV show.
Yes. Love Island.
See?
Yeah.
And it feels so good that you could just share what you're excited about with them.
And they actually get excited about it.
I know. Nothing feels better. Well, I think I'm going to do the exact same thing with my favorite hobby. I have finally convinced Neighbor Man into cross stitching.
Really?
Yeah, I asked him about like a month or two ago if he'd be interested, and he was like, whatever. Then I asked him again. Well, I was telling him that I might be doing kind of like a witchy kind of Valentine's Day cross stitching design. And I was like, I think you would really like the designer. They do a lot of witchy kind of cool like stuff like that. He's like, yeah, I think that's what I would want to do.
Okay, that's where it all begins.
And I go, great, you want to do it with me? Do you want to start cross stitching? He goes, you know what? Yeah.
Mm.
Girl, I'm about to buy this man everything he needs to cross stitch. Mm.
What? I fear this is a bad idea.
Why?
Because
I know what you're gonna say.
What happens if he's better than
I
you?
I knew you were gonna say that.
His mom
said the same thing.
Okay, because I mean it, not because I think you're bad, because I don't think that you're bad.
No, because I suck at everything in life.
No, but my issue.
I didn't say that, by the way.
I never even said that.
Put that on the record.
What? I know how you get. You get competitive, right?
Oh, I'm competitive about everything in life.
I think it could be, not that. I don't feel like you can really be like bad at cross stitching or like really awesome at it. My concern is that he's going to be faster than you.
He's going to be faster. And I do fear that he will do more like intricate, more detailed work where I'm still too scared. I'm a Weenie Hot Junior when it comes to cross stitching.
So what do we do? Because then the hobby is not fun for anybody anymore. So are you willing to risk your entire hobby if he's better?
Then I have to find a new one. If he ruins it for me, I have to find a new one.
Mm-hmm. Okay, can you update when this begins just so I know when to have the tissues ready?
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.